Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got unmatched. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We're also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection is in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. All right, Rob, last night we had a Monday night game that you said it. You took the Vikings and the points. And you won money because they gave you more than the points. They got
won the game outright.
Victory.
I just thought that they would cover. You know what I mean? That the
what was the spread? Was it 7?
7 points, which on the road, just thinking that the 49ers would bounce back after their bad, right? After their
lost
bad performance to Cleveland.
Yeah, and they did anything but Vikings win 22-17. And look. The 49ers' vaunted defense was horrific. Kirk Cousins looked like Captain Kirk.
Very
he was
nice.
A space age, right? Thank you. Like he was from another world, right? I mean, he was – Rob, that might have been the best game of his career. I mean,
and
prime time.
I was going to say he played so poorly in prime time, it was yep. shocking to watch.
378 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, a pick, 35-45, but he was fantastic. And, you know, we know the Niners have a great defense, but last night they had nothing for
And we talked about it earlier, Chris. They couldn't stop them on third down. I mean, it's
That was
the bugaboo all night.
Yep. They only forced one punt, Rob. So I thought the defense was the Niners' biggest problem. I thought Brock Purdy played solid, not great, but he played a solid game through the first three quarters. And then in the fourth quarter, he fell apart, had 2 picks in the last 5.5 minutes, finished 21-for-30, 272 yards. That's 70%, 9.1 yards per attempt. So that's what I mean by he was playing well. But again, he has the 2 interceptions late, only throws for 1 touchdown, and coming off the Cleveland game, which was really the worst game of his career, Rob. In that one, he was 12-for-27, 125 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. So last 2 games, he's got 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. After their blowout of Dallas when they were 5-0, I thought he was the MVP at that point. Some people were saying he was like Joe Montana, others bringing up Tom Brady. The hype was through the roof, and now there are some people certainly stepping off that bandwagon, if not saying he's fugazi altogether. So what is your take on Brock Purdy at this point now?
I think this is the other shoe that was going to drop eventually, because people kept saying, and that's why all that stuff was premature, Chris, and as well as he played, and no one's taking that away from him, it was still less than a season, one full season of
even
action.
To this point, he hasn't,
right? He hasn't even played.
He started 12 games. He's 10-2.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Like it's just not enough. There's just not enough to be able to crown anybody from that amount of time. And this is what we kept talking about. This is what I was saying to fans about, that at some point, like, he could play well during a regular season. If he has a bad game in the playoffs, they lose or whatever, people will say, see, I know he's not that guy or whatever, because it's so hard to believe that everybody got it wrong, that you're the last pick in the NFL. Everybody missed on you. Nobody knew what you were doing, even though there was film on you, even though that people could do all the research and get a diamond in the rough. We talk about it. And how in the world did NFL scouts miss it so badly? And I'm not sitting here telling you he's a bum, he can't play. But I think what we've seen the last couple of weeks, we might start to see, especially if he doesn't have all of his weapons. Last night, for 49ers fans, they had to be sick to see him throw two picks, Chris, in the final 5.5 minutes in a game that they had a chance to win. You know?
Yeah, I think he's already had some good playoff games. You know, his debut against Seattle.
No, I'm not saying that. if they don't get to where they're supposed to, or they lose in the Super Bowl because he has two picks, they'll always go back because he wasn't a blue chipper. They'll always go back to that rather than saying, I'm not saying everybody, Chris. I'm saying
some people
will always go back to that. See, I told you he really wasn't that guy, or he fooled us all this time. And when it really came down to it, he couldn't make the plays that we needed to win the Super Bowl. Not fair or unfair. I think it's unfair, but that's what the narrative would be if he doesn't finish the job, play really well during the regular season, and don't win the Super Bowl.
I think there'll be some of that for sure. I mean, at this point, and again, I do think it's too early to call him elite, but with what he did, winning his first 10 games, having the highest passer rating in the history of the league, to your point, if he had been a first or even second round pick, I think people would have been praising him to high heaven. Like, if Trey Lance had done what Brock Purdy did.
There's no doubt about it. There's
right?
no doubt
they would
about
have been saying he's a Hall of Famer in the future. And so I agree with you there. But I think I would say this. It shouldn't be, and I'm not trying to rip NFL scouts, because obviously they know more about the game than we do. We're not saying that. That's not true. But they get a lot right. But they also get a lot wrong. And, Rob, we've done it before. But, I mean, Jamarcus Russell, Cardale Jones, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson. We could go on and on about the top picks, Josh Rosen, a 10th pick, that have not panned out. And so it's not that difficult, especially when you look at a Tom Brady and even a Dak Prescott, who was a 4th-round pick. You know, guys that weren't expected to do anything and have turned out to be really good quarterbacks, and we could name even more than those two. So I don't really hold it against him that he was Mr. Irrelevant. But, you know, I actually think, Rob, that this is actually good for him. Now, it may drown him. He may get exposed. I don't think so. I believe in him to be at least a good quarterback. But this stretch of games that he's going through, I think will kind of make or break him in that regard, because Rob, you knew adversity was coming, right? I mean, it was just too easy. It came too fast. First 10 games, he starts, he wins, he beats Tom Brady, he wins two playoff games. throws for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in his first playoff game, has the highest passer rating in the history of football. And as I said, people comparing him to Montana and Brady, like it was just everything was he touched was turned into gold. Last night, Rob, was his first game with 2 interceptions. And so I think he needs to go through this because you talked about getting the Niners where they want to go, which is, of course, winning the Super Bowl. That's not going to be easy. And yeah. So he needs some adversity. I don't just mean in game, that too. But I mean he needs to show what he's made of, and this is the opportunity for him to do that. So this will make or break him. I think it'll make him in terms of him being a good quarterback, but this is something that he's going to have to go through, Rob, because everybody's going through it.
Yeah, everybody does go through it, and people struggle or whatever. I just think that he's on a different – he's just on a different island, Chris. Because even when you talk about the guys who, you know, were number one picks or top picks and they failed or things didn't go, you know, their way or they had a bad career, it just wasn't a guy who that many people overlooked, you know, to
be a
Brady
star. I mean, Brady was a 6-round pick.
No, I know, but even
that's,
in Brady,
I mean, that's one more round.
Yeah, but if you even look at Brady, look at what he really did at Michigan. You remember he lost the job to Drew Henson. I mean, like,
right.
He, but that's what I'm saying. Like he didn't do anything in college to where I think people should have thought of Brady any higher. And especially, you saw the pictures
Purdy
of Brady.
Purdy was solid. He was good at Iowa State, but his numbers aren't eye-popping either.
No. Right. And I'm just saying, like, there's, to me, I just get a feel like he's playing a different hand because of his background. And people are waiting. I see on Twitter and everything, like, they go at him as soon as he has bad games.
Oh, yeah.
Because people don't really want to believe in him yet. And I think the only way people will believe in him, and I know this is harsh, is for him to win a Super Bowl. I think anything less than that, he can play well. If he has bad games or they lose in the playoffs and the NFC Championship game or lose in the Super Bowl and he plays poorly or has a bad game, it will come back to him. And that's because of where his beginnings come from.
I think it's that. I agree with you that because he was Mr. Irrelevant, not a big name, out of college, it is a higher bar for you to prove, you know, the people that you're legit. I give you that. And I also think, Rob, just the fact that the Niners have already been to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G.
Right.
Right? And so it's like getting there is not enough. They're going to have to win it.
And for him to be the quarterback on that team, that's the only thing they're going to accept to say, you know what I mean? Like that, they are at that point. And fair or unfair, I think that's where he is. He's pigeonholed into that.
Nick Wright threw out on First Things First today. He did throw out an idea that I thought was a great one. Because even as I like Brock Purdy and believe in him, but he said, because you know, Rob, you saw Kirk Cousins last night. You know his relationship with Kyle Shanahan from Washington. And the Vikings, I mean, now they might actually be putting something together. But he was talking about the Niners trading for maybe Brock Purdy for Kirk Cousins. If the Vikings want to go in a whole different direction. Kirk Cousins, Rob, on that Niners team, as much as I like Purdy, there's no doubt Kirk Cousins is better. I love that idea if I'm the Niners. And certainly Cousins would waive trade.
And Minnesota won't do anything until the season's over. You know, like they know that they're out of it. But they're 3-4.
Well, they're the AC right now, Rob, in the West.
Right. No, that's
or,
what
I'm
saying.
Sorry, in the NFC.
NFC, right.
They're not a Super Bowl contender, but could they make the playoffs? Yeah. Rob, they're going to battle a team in the NFC South for that 7th playoff spot, I believe. I believe there's 5 surefire playoff teams in the NFC. Dallas, Philly, San Francisco, Detroit, and then whoever wins the NFC South. And then if you throw in Seattle, that's 6, Rob. So I think Minnesota should battle whoever that second team is in that NFC side. I mean, maybe the Rams. I don't know. Do they get in there? But that's who they'll be. They should be in that race. So maybe that would keep them from trading Cousins. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. What do you think about Brock Purdy? Is he a baloney or filet, as Rob Parker would say? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, The Odd Couple, and we're in the final stretch for you to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships on November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. Rob, Lakers have pulled within striking distance, 87-82, Denver's up early in the fourth quarter, just beginning. And, of course, the Phillies now up 2-1 in the fourth inning of Game 7.
Yes.
All right, 877. Yep, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What are your thoughts on Brock Purdy? Has he been exposed, or do you still think he can be a franchise quarterback?
All right, let's kick it off with Sean in Sacramento. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, Michael's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Hey, man, look, I feel it, man. Look, if you know anything about the Bay Area, Robin, I know you do because you always leave Bonte and Butch up in flames every time you make an appearance up here,
you
man.
You know it.
Look, man, the whole Bay Area, Northern California is acting like the sky is falling. Trey Purdy, bring in anybody but Purdy. Look at Shanahan and what he did with Kirk Cousins and Washington. It's a great relationship. Look, man. Over the long haul, it's going to pay off with Purdy because he's making so little money. You have to re-sign Kirk Cousins. You can't afford all these offensive players once you sign that veteran player. Look at what happened to the Rams. And I think more of this needs to be put on the defense. Nick Bosa signed one of the richest deals in NFL history, 1.5 sacks through 6 games. I can't name another guy on that defense outside of Fred Warner who's actually earning their keep, man. Whenever you let a guy like Kirk Cousins in a terrible offense with no, might I add, Justin Jefferson, march it down on you over and over and over again, I can't put that on Purdy.
Last night, that's the worst I've seen that defense look in a long time.
I agree with that. The defense was bad. But Purdy, this is 2 weeks in a row that he's not played as well as we had seen.
Well,
that's all.
Cleveland, he didn't play well. And then at the end, led that last drive where, you know, they just missed the field goal.
Right.
And then this game, he played pretty well. And then, you know.
Two picks.
Crumbled in the clutch.
Yep. Jake in Iowa. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jake?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? Show's great.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't think it matters if it's Purdy or Garoppolo or whoever. I mean, I guess the thing that was disappointing about Purdy last night is that when the team wasn't playing their best, he had two chances at the end to cover him, and he didn't do it. And that's something Garoppolo did a lot. Even when he wasn't playing well, at the end of games, he was really good.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to this defensive line has been terrible this year, and they get making a lot of money. And the whole team changed when they got McCaffrey. When Purdy came on the scene, McCaffrey just came a few weeks before it, and people forget that. So, I'm not going to extend Purdy ever and give him huge money. I mean, I don't care who you put.
Why
there.
Not? Why right not? All he does is win. Why not? Tell me why you won't give him.
But Garoppolo won, and they wouldn't extend him once he made big money, and he took him to the Super Bowl. And I think Darnold would do well, too. But because these guys around him, because the 49ers are trying to do something that other teams don't do. They're trying to win to be cheap at quarterback and be
They're
great
going
everywhere
the opposite
else.
Way, right.
Well, we'll
right.
see. Yeah, and if they don't win, you might look at the opening window and say it was all for naught. That's the scary part about it.
I mean, you know, they went through the Harbaugh era kind of the same way, and they didn't close the deal. And they had a great team there for 3 years. I mean, if they don't get it done with this group either, then, you know, something's probably going to have to change. But that
one difference with Garoppolo and Purdy, to this point at least, and we've talked, Rob and I, about Garoppolo's success in San Francisco. He did, and you're right, he led some game-winning drives. There's no doubt about that.
The Rams, Cincinnati, the Saints game.
No, he definitely was good at that. But he also, he was more prone to making mistakes than Purdy. You know, get safeties in the end zone and just more untimely interceptions. Now, Purdy, last two games has been that. But we'll see if he does that over time. But that's one difference. I think Purdy is better with ball protection than Garoppolo was.
Just not last night,
so
right. Ricky in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ricky?
What's up, my brothers from another different skin color?
What's up, man?
All right. Yeah, I love you guys, man. Best
Thank
show
you.
At night.
Thank you.
You know, when it comes to Purdy, I just think he's a system quarterback. You know, everything's got to go right. I think if it was Elway or Marino, they would have came back. But, you know, they were with injuries. NFL is a week-to-week type deal. And, you know, it wasn't that week. Next week, let's see if they get the players back and then they play the right team. I believe the coach said that, you know, he wished he had Debo when they played against the Vikings. It would have been good for them. He's a system quarterback. He's not a, you know, Elway or Marino that can come back and do those things. And I don't know. We'll see if the 49ers are going to be all right.
Ricky, let me ask you this. I think you got a peg on this. But how surprised were you after they blew out Dallas? They're saying MVP, he's better than Joe Montana, better.
That was
conversation. He's in the Joe Montana.
Rex Ryan called him the next Joe Montana.
That's all media driven. And I got to thank you, man. I had to cut the call off last night short because I had a few glizzies on the Vikings myself. I've been following your picks, man. You've been doing good. So
they're not bad. Hey, they're not bad, Chris. Did you hear that?
He was 1-4. The last two Sundays.
I was 3-0 last night. Am I right?
All right, guys. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob, the Knicks got their eye on a superstar. Will it happen? That's next, Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Listen up, folks. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use this code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Rob, I don't know if you saw a friend of the show, Keith Pompey of the Philly Inquirer. Now, you remember I was talking last week how there was some scuttlebutt around the league that Joel Embiid would like to play with the Knicks. He's not going to come out and say it. He doesn't want the Philly fans on him.
Oh, I'm sure that better not come out of his mouth.
Right, right. He knows better than that.
You know, Philly, New York, you know that, right. Oh,
right. And it's scuttlebutt. It's talk out there. But today, Pompey writes a story saying that the Knicks are willing. He says this is what they would be willing to trade for Joel Embiid. Because, Rob, you know the league. Teams around the league are watching Embiid. And they're watching to see if he gets so disgruntled with the James Harden situation and the Sixers not being a true contender that he eventually wants out. Now, mind you, in full context, he's just starting the first year of a four-year, $213 million contract.
That's just, Chris, that
so he can't,
just...
right. I mean, Philly could keep him if they want. But Pompey writes that the Knicks would be willing to offer this package: Julius Randle, R.J. Barrett, Evan Fournier, and Mitchell Robinson. Three of those, you could get three of those players, all right, if you're an opposing team.
And I would throw in Bernard King. You can have whoever you want, Chris.
Well,
I
mean, and seriously, Here's what sweetens it: two or three first-round picks.
Whatever you want. I mean, if you're going to – seriously, if I'm the Knicks and I can get Joel Embiid, I'll give you every – well, let's clear
the obviously want to keep Jalen Brunson to pair with him, which is – I get.
Well, that's the only guy. But other than that, right?
Yeah, I just think this, Rob. If it – first of all, I don't think Philly –
if I'm Philly, I'm not making that trade.
Right. Well, that's the thing. If they get to a point like if – let's say Embiid asks for a trade, they're going to try to get a lot more than what the Knicks have to offer. Now, that's not a bad package.
But
the Knicks are good,
yeah,
right?
But
they're
not
great, right? And if Julius Randle,
because who's selling tickets there, Chris? What player you're getting is selling tickets?
Well, and beyond that, what player is good enough to be the best player on the championship team?
No, right, right. I get
out of that group, Julius Randle would be your best player. Maybe R.J. Barrett pass him. Neither one of those guys is good enough to be the number one guy. You'd have Tyrese Maxey, presumably. He's not good enough to be the number one guy on the championship team. So you would have a bunch of good players. And Daryl Morey doesn't try to win trades. He tries to crush in trades. And he's patient, as we've seen. And so and Rob, you know this too. Look, if the Knicks had the best deal, I think Morey would probably do the trade. But it would take a lot for Philadelphia to trade Joel Embiid to New York.
That would be
right.
Right. In your division. You know what I mean? You're gonna be
regional rival. I mean, right. As far as mediocre teams go, it's a rivalry, right?
Oh God.
Yeah, I'm with you. And again, there are so many other teams that I think could. Now the Knicks have a bunch of draft picks, but as far as like star players that you could get back. You won't get back somebody as good as Embiid, but for star players you could get back. I just think the Knicks would be wanting with that. Rob G, hop in here. What do you think about this Embiid talk?
Unless he pushes the deal and he forces something like this happening, I don't see Daryl Morey ever making that kind of trade.
That trade just would probably be his last trade as general manager in Philly.
I do think this.
And I do want to say this quickly. The Diamondbacks, Chris, have tied the game. Go ahead.
2-2?
2-2, yep.
I wouldn't say this, obviously, if I'm Morey. But we all know that Embiid, you know, at some point, it appears his body's going to break down. I mean, he's never played more than, I think, 68 games. Playoffs, he's always banged up, always, and misses a game or so here or there. So I would watch quietly how he's holding up physically, you know, because you might be able to, if you think he's not going to last, you might, that might provoke you to pull the trigger on some type of deal. So I wouldn't. I mean, he's a great player. He's got to show up better in the playoffs, no doubt. But I wouldn't be 100% opposed to trading him like a Jokic or somebody like that. But I would just watch it if I'm more.
Well, Chris, are you surprised that Embiid hasn't already asked out, given the situation he's been having to deal with the last 4 or 5 years in Philadelphia?
I'm not, because I think it's important to him to be liked by the fans in Philadelphia. I don't mean say that in a bad way, but I just mean I think that's part of it. And I also think, I do think he feels some loyalty to that franchise too. Remember, they did believe in him when he missed the first few seasons with the
right.
With the
Remember, they
injuries.
Stood by yep. him.
Absolutely. And obviously they've chosen him over everybody. Ben Simmons, they would have loved to have kept Jimmy Butler alongside him. They made a mistake there. But, you know, he's been their guy. But I think those are big factors. And also, I think this. Maybe this is an overstatement. He certainly has the right to ask to do what he wants to do. But I just don't think Embiid, like, I think part of their problem has been Embiid hasn't been as good in the playoffs.
No, I think you have stats to back that up.
His numbers last year, he averaged 33 points in the regular season. Guess how many in the playoffs?
26.
23.
Wow, it's even
he
less than that.
He goes down a full 10 points. He averaged 10 rebounds down to 9 rebounds in the playoffs. But here's the thing, too. He shot 55% in the regular season, 43% in the playoffs. His numbers routinely go down in the playoffs. And again, he misses some time, too. So I almost feel like, dude, you got a lot of nerve asking out when you haven't delivered. And Harden, too. Like, Harden needs to realize the best basketball place for him is Philly. I get it, you're upset, and that's real, right? You're a human being. You feel like you've been duped. I get that. But, Rob, the best place for him basketball, it's not the Clippers. It's here.
Right.
He's the second guy here. What would he be in the Clippers, the third guy? He's the second guy. He's got the ball in his hands all the time. I mean, and you got the second best center in the world. And you got some good role players. Like, what more? Like,
Well, Chris, there's an easy fix to that, though. And that is to fire Daryl Morey.
Well, you'd have to see what, I guess that is.
But apparently that's not on the table because several players now have had issues with Daryl Morey going back a decade.
No, that is the easiest fix. And usually he's the one that you're going to move on because it's so hard to get talent. You know, it's just so hard. To get players of that ilk.
The only problem, and I hear you, because Morey has not delivered a championship. He's been okay. He's, you know, the poster child for the analytics movement. But he was in Houston. Being in Houston and having deep runs, playoff runs, is not the goal. Houston's won championships.
Right.
They're not like, oh, we made a nice little run. They're about championships. He didn't deliver that. Obviously, he hasn't done it in Philly. And the problem is this, and you're always going to choose, to me, a superstar player over a GM or a coach in most cases. But here's the thing with Harden. He's so unpredictable, right? Like, even if you fired Morey, if you don't come to a wink-wink deal with Harden, you know, you couldn't do it, like, legally. But a wink-wink deal, handshake deal, that we're going to max you out or something in the offseason, he might quit. Who knows what he would do? You know what I'm saying? And not to mention, is he going to get him to the pro? Even if he buys in and says, you know what, I'm all in, we're going to try to win the championship. How much faith do you have in that?
Not much.
Right? That's the thing. And he's old. He's 34 years old. So,
And let me give you another update. Another two out hit by the D-backs. They're up 3-2. But the Phillies have the time run on second, Chris. With nobody out. Okay.
This is what you want from a game 7.
Absolutely. It is. It's back and forth. 3-2. No doubt. Big fifth inning.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, last night was a blowout. Last night was a blowout.
Yeah, that was very anticlimactic, to say the least. All right, Rob, we got a nightcap. The Denver's up 110-96, and Rob G will attest to this. Denver has controlled the game from the outset, and the Lakers have made some nice little runs to get within 6, 8, whatever. And every time, Denver's just answered. And it's just, they're just too much. At least that's been the case so far. They're up 110 to 98, 99, I believe now. And that's really been the story of this game. 110 to 99. And they just hit a three, Michael Porter Jr.
So now what are they up by? 113 up by.
It's really been like that. Rob G, isn't that the case? Like, that's what it's been. Lakers making a nice little run.
I'll tell you what, Chris.
6 or 8.
I'll do you one better. It feels like the playoff series last year.
Similar.
Where they'd be right there. They'd be within 5, 6 points at like the 4-minute mark, and then a barrage of threes, and that's how it ends.
Yep. Just looked like they got too much. But it's game one. But all right, there's a nightcap though, Rob. The Suns and the Warriors. We'll talk about that next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Dumps it off low to Christian. Christian can't shoot. Out of it to Jokic for three. Yes! Big bucket there. Denver back in the lead by 7.
That was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, the Nuggets up. They're going to win this. About a minute 15 left. 115-103. Nikola Jokic, 29 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists, Rob. I don't even think this is like going out on a limb. I don't know if it'll be true or not, but I'm going to say it. I think Jokic's going to average a triple-double this year.
Yeah, you might be right, and I know it's just one game, but Where is the, you know, nobody has any kryptonite, Chris, or an anecdote. I mean, somebody would have to show me what they're going to do to change or stop him from doing what he's done.
Because
there's nobody. If Anthony Davis can't do it, who in the league's going to do it?
Nah, great point.
Nobody.
Great point. I mean, AD, when he's engaged, I mean, he's one of the best big defenders in the league. And Jokic just had his way with him and whoever else they threw on him. And last year, Rob, look, Jokic was 0.2 of an assist away from a triple-double. 24.5 points, 11.8 rebounds, 9.8 assists. So, like I said, I'm not going out on a huge limb, but I think he's going to. He averaged it in the playoffs, and he nearly averaged it last season. I don't even think he's going out trying necessarily. But just, I mean, he's a point center. And in that position, he's going to get a lot of assists. You know he's going to get the points and rebounds. And the Lakers, it's one game against the best team in the league. So I'm not going to make too many grand statements. But they didn't look as good as I expected. I thought Denver pretty much scored at will against them, Rob. They shot over 50% against them. And LeBron, who's had a good game, but it looks like he's got to pace himself. 21 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists from LeBron, 10 for 16 shooting. That's all good. But he's doing it in spurts, you know, which I get. He's 38 years old, right? So that's understandable. But if AD robbed 17 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists on 6 of 17 shooting. He, at his size, he should not be shooting 6 for 17.
And that you would have to take a look at the shots, Chris. You were watching it more closely than I was. I was flipping back and forth with the baseball. I don't know where all his shots were from. I saw a couple of threes. I saw some perimeter stuff.
1 for 2 from 3, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't see a lot. I don't know where his shot selection was. Was it poor?
Because no, you're right. I just think that he's not like a great jump shooter. He's, when you, as a 4'7", you know, outside of a Durant, a Dirk, it's guys like that, he's a good shooter. He's not Embiid by any stretch, but I think he takes too many J's for his skill. So he's, like I said, he should be on the perimeter sometimes for sure, but he should be more, I think, inside. Because he wouldn't shoot 6 for 17 if he's getting more shots around the back.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, it's okay. You're gonna miss some. You're not gonna make them all. But 6 for 17, that's bad for him. He's just too good.
Yeah, he's too good.
He's just too good.
And Austin Reeves, who's supposed to be that third guy, 4 for 11. Again, first night. We're not gonna make any, you know, huge proclamations one way or the other. But, you know, Denver looks good, Rob. They look like they haven't missed a beat.
Chris, I like that team a lot. I told you before. I just, you know, like, they're young. They're together. They have more confidence than ever. They have experience now. You know, like, how do you not feel good about, you know, you got that monster in the middle every night, Chris? What's not to be, to not think you can't win? What is it?
No doubt. Final 119-107. All right, it's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. We're signing out, but keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Because next up, you got Jason Smith and Mike Harmon, and you know what those dudes do. They bring fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.